Listen with me. This is an invitation to a great experiment. Just for a moment, lay aside the prejudices of your human establishment and listen to these words with your heart. Listen again. Listen again. Listen again. Just for a moment, let this simple message of truth and love be beyond all reason, and see how quickly reason will follow as your mind opens to the joyful light of your reunion with the eternally creating mind of God. Whoever you think you are, whoever you think you are, wherever you appear to be, wherever you appear to be in this desperate sea of chaos that is this world, let the breath of this timeless voice of resurrected mind rekindle in you the ancient memory of your own perfect reality. Now, are you being called to fulfill the only purpose that ever could have been given to you in your own sojourn into this meaningless world of loneliness and pain and death? That purpose, and this is the purpose for this now, is your escaping from it through the message of salvation that is now in your hands through our Savior Jesus, because He is risen. He is risen indeed. He is risen. He is risen indeed. He is risen in the idea of the occupancy by which I am making a very special appearance with you at this time and place. It's the totality of the idea of the possibility that in my appearance here, I am going to attempt to demonstrate to you the necessity for individual conversion of mine as directed by Jesus in regard to your capacity to change your mind about yourself. Jesus is speaking. Here's the efforts that we're going to bestow on each other in this recognition. Your capacity in the reflection of light that's going to go on in these proceedings of the conversion of your mind and heart have been set up as scenarios in scripts of how we are deciding to look at each other in this correspondence. Here, I'm going to put this right here for a moment because I want to give extra value to the idea that I can set up a scenario in which we would recognize each other in that perspective. These direct teachings are to the crucifixion of Jesus in the moment of terror that was a part of my own mind association, and the resurrection of Him in my recognition of myself in the converting agency of the story that I intend to tell myself. Now, we gather together here a moment in this sequence of time. I'm a disciple. I'm a minister. I'm a teacher of the recognition of my escape from space-time. Thank you. The consciousness of you in the idea of who you appear to be, in the idea you have about yourself, okay, what the universe is. The universe, as you view yourself within the perspective of reflections of light, cannot be more or less than the factoring of the scenario of stories that we're telling each other in the moment moment where I begin a story of my previous recollection and recognition of you that was within that fabric. Now, the notation of the activity that the mind of Jesus, the mind of an individual, what we call species of man, what we call a Homo sapien, what we call a recognition of a 40,000 year cycle of time, in which suddenly the consciousness of me included a variation of myself that was not only within my perspective of myself, but allowed me to see a view of the pertainments of myself in a continuing variation of the place in which I found myself. Can you see this with me? What I'm actually offering you in the idea of what we will term the reappearance of Jesus is nothing but your predetermined recognition that the new organization of what we call the phenomena of man in the practice of myself as a priest, as a minister, as a self-observer of myself, are the entirety of the species, very simply because the entirety of the species is self-recognition. Is it self-recognition?
Yes.
Did I recognize you in that proceeding just then? Did you recognize me in the proceeding just then? Want to practice a little bit with me about the message of the return of Jesus? This particular practice that occurred in one of the wisdoms by which I identify myself within a factoring of priesthood, where I gather with you in the idea of teaching only Jesus. Being new about this. The difficulty you have with it, until you successfully teach it within the factoring of your own mind, there's no possibility that we can recognize each other in another sequence of time that would indicate the passion by which I'm identifying you. Do you see that? So, shall I use the word in that, TLR? The one who taught this in the factoring of the phenomena of man? I mean, you want me to tell you who I am when I reappear as A Course in Miracles? I think I will. Take about 7 minutes. Okay, I'm a Jesuit. Oh, he said he's a Jesuit. He says he's teaching the presence of Jesus within his mind and heart, and has excluded himself from out in the world in order that he can gather with other body formulations who are also teaching individual revelation by the recognition of themselves. Good. What's the New Testament of Jesus if it's not an indication of the necessity for you to recognize Jesus? Thank you for that. I'm appearing then as a Jesuit. This is called A Course in the Miracle of Conversion of the Reflection of Light, in the phenomenal idea that there's a voice within the identity of myself that is trying to tell me within that factor what I actually am. And I intend to use it within the idea of the reflection of light that would be a sure indication of my feelings for you, okay? In the idea of how I'm feeling about you, and Jesus is speaking. Should we practice a little bit about it? Should I read a little bit about my feelings right now for you? You want that?
Yes.
Okay. Here's the action of conversion in the recognition of the light formulation of a new you in body form. Say to me, will you say to me softly, I think I'm falling in love.
I think I'm falling in love.
Okay. The joyful notation. Okay, in the idea of a Jesuit who has isolated himself within his own mind and is attempting to carry love around with him. In the simple admission, should we teach, he's responsible for what he's saying. He's reestablishing what he thinks he is within the illusion of the factoring of his own life. All right? What you're displaying to me now, Jesuit one, in your coming out of the synagogue, that's interesting. In your coming out into the association of light, that you've suddenly gone back down into the idea of who you are and you're beginning to convert the agency in the miracle of the recognition of consciousness capacity for you to see yourself. Okay? That's why the nature of the revolutionary process of you has to be the forgiveness of your own identity. You see that? In other words, if you're responsible for what you're seeing in the reflection of your own light, and I assure you that you are, the scenario that we set up here now are ideas of the reflection of light that give me the joy, the peace, and the happiness. How much I'm loving you right now. How much I'm loving you right now. And I've been given the privilege of reading with Jesus all about love. Here's the two factors in this cycle. I will read you about how much I love you and how much we're sharing together in the moment of love, which is what time is. The revolutionary idea of a bright factor of illumination of my mind, which is the place in which we're finding ourselves together. You listen with me? Here's a very beautiful reading. Listen with me. Listen with me. Listen. Listen. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you, and we're going to continue in our love. I'm going to love the Lord my God with all my heart and with all my soul and with all my strength and with all my mind. Look with me, and I'm going to love you as I love myself. I'm going to love you as I love myself. I love you. I come to you from our Father to offer you everything again. I love all that He created and all my faith and my belief I offer unto it. My faith in you is as strong as all the love I give to my Father. And my trust in you is without limit and without the fear that you will not hear what I'm telling you. Because love's meaning is your own, and it is shared by God Himself. For what you are is what He is. There is no love but this. And what He is what everything is. Listen, let the love of God shine in light upon you by your acceptance of me, says Jesus, and we're talking together. My reality is yours, and it's His. By joining your mind with mine, you are signifying your awareness that the will of God is one. Would you know the will of God for you? Ask it of me, who knows it for you, and you'll find it. Deny you anything, as God denies me nothing. Ours is simply the journey back to God, who is our home. The journey to God is merely the reawakening of the knowledge of where you are always and where you are forever. Where you are always and where you are forever. In that new reflection of light that we're sharing together within the ideas of the possibility of the conversion of your mind in recognition of these moments of bright association in which we begin to know each other. Our capacity to be within a scenario of a description of the consciousness of the human condition, this is my body formulation, I'm showing you my body right now, are simple admissions that I am already aware of an evolutionary process of my mind contained within a distant relationship of past and future reference that can brought into an identity of the entirety of a moment of occurrence in all of space and time. can brought into the idea that occurred very successfully right there of the simplicity of the presentation now from outside of this frame into a time cycle where I recognized you, where I recognized you. Now, there's a great deal of joy there, wasn't it? See that? Here we go. Now, here, look with me. The difference in the reflection of how I'm seeing you, I'm setting up a little scenario for you here. Is this all right? I'm called the master teacher of the ministry of my recognition of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I'm a disciple and as a teacher. Can you say to me, I'm a Jesuit?
I'm a Jesuit.
I'm a Jesuit. I'm teaching my own necessity to recognize myself. And in that sense, it has absolutely nothing to do with the establishment of what you call the Catholic idea of conversion through the recognition of popes and saints and all these ideas. No, no, no. A Jesuit, a teacher of the follower of Jesus, is very much aware of the individual responsibility of the message that has come to him through a single revelatory experience in the action of what I teach within my own relationship with myself. Look at me. That's very beautiful. What you've discovered in the mind training of the possibility of continuing alterations of directions of reflected light that you're getting are simply the idea that as we stand here in scenarios of illusionary factors of finding correspondence with ourselves, you and I, right now, are very much aware, if we look out into the universe, that there's powers of light a billion times greater, that there's galaxy beyond any recognition that we can possibly give ourselves. Now, I'm faced with the dilemma of being a Jesuit. You see, there's no way within the consciousness idea I have that I can exclude the possibility of my body formulation. Look with me. The idea that I am going to teach other than the consciousness of my body formulation within a scenario of the reappearance of Jesus in a brighter reflection of how I want to view myself or why I have come into this scenario. Now, I'm teaching, should I use mind training for a minute? Well, obviously, Jesuit, he studies his relationship with how he feels about himself at the direction that he receives from Jesus. See? Are you the light of the world?
Yes.
Say it.
I'm the light of the world.
There you are. Do you see that? Yeah. I'm studying it, and I find it for a moment in my mind. Then I proceed to try to reflect outside of myself what I am feeling in my own relationship, and am sorely disappointed because I fail to recognize that the reflection of light that I'm getting in the correspondence with myself is not other than me. And the one fear that I expressed in my act of not being willing to forgive you could only be very simply that, let's use enemy, I'm going to teach it, I feel like it. I'm an illuminant mind that forgave my enemy. You are an illuminant mind who is in the process of forgiving the enemy or the reflection of your own light, very simply because you begin to recognize that the love I'm expressing for myself in my realization of responsibility of the act of forgiveness are very simply only you in the process of your mind in the recognition of the necessity for your individual conversion. In that sense, within the universe, we're going to meet for a moment. You ready? I'm going to meet you for a moment. Is that all right with you?
Yes.
Okay. This is the particulars of the recognition of the crucifixion, which has been so amply displayed to everybody within the idea of the crucifixion of Jesus and his reappearance within a cycle of time in a physical recognition that I am going to teach a new storyline to you.
Oh.
having justified the crucifixion within my own mind, I'm going to teach my love for you and the recognition of you, of my love for you and the recognition that Jesus is speaking of my love for you. My love for you. My love for you. It gets easier, doesn't it? As I lay down the burden of the conflict of myself that I thought was inevitable in the process of my body identity, I begin to see you in a reformulation of the configuration of your own body identity, and at that moment in space-time, we recognize each other. We recognize each other. Listen. Listen to me. Listen. I give you the lamp and will go with you. You will not take this journey alone. I will lead you to your true Father, who has need of you as I do. Your Father loves you. Oh, the world of pain is not His will. You cannot understand how much your Father loves you, for there is no parallel to your experience of the world to help you understand it. There's nothing on earth with which it can compare, and nothing you have ever felt apart from Him resembles it ever so faintly. Only the love of God will protect you in all circumstances. It will lift you out of every trial and raise you high above all your perceived dangers of this world into a climate of perfect peace and safety. Listen, God's will for you is perfect happiness. To your tired eyes, I bring a vision of a different world. So new and clean and fresh, you will forget the pain and sorrow that you saw before. It is not time we need for this, but willingness. It is not time, but willingness. For what would seem to take 1,000 years can easily be done in just one instant by the grace of God. Because His gift of grace is more than just an answer. It restores all the memories of the sleeping mind of you and all certainty of what the meaning of you. And here's my thank you. God gives thanks to you, His Son, for being what you are. You are His own completion and the source of love along with Him. And I'm grateful to Him as I'm grateful to you. For love can walk no road except the way of gratitude for how I'm feeling. And thus we go who walked away with God. Look with me, we do not walk alone. God's angels hover near, and all about His love surrounds you. And of this you can be sure, that I will never leave you comfortless. This you can be sure, in the new vision that you're expressing, in the recognition of me, in our newfound correspondence with ourself, as a disciple, as a minister, as a teacher, as an illuminate idea that I discovered within my own mind, that I will be present with you in the configuration of what is identified as a human condition of form, to teach a constant revision of yourself in a reflection of light in which you are beginning to recognize the proceedings of a storyline. Here I am now with you. Yes. What have we learned together? We are using the power of the mind of God, not the retention of our individual reflection of body formulation, yet the necessity. I'm going to teach, if you let me, a little bit about transfiguration of the body through the healing process. That Jesus teaches you that through forgiveness, I'm going to be able to heal my physical condition with you and raise you from the entirety of your association of death. There's a cycle of time, and I'm going to read to you about the illumination of your mind, and then I'll be back. How much time will pass?
how much time needs to pass when you come into the presence of this condition. Certainly God, the light of that factor of light, is with me as I just recognized you. Listen with me, Jesuit. I don't care about the world. I'm interested in how you're feeling about yourself. Because God is going with us wherever we go. And as a master teacher used to say, God, bless us, you and I, and each and everyone. That was the part of I Love You.
I meet one sweeter than you. Would you turn away or could you? Really don't care if I'd ever dare to say I love you. If the nightingales could sing like you, they'd sing much sweeter than they do. For you brought a new kind of love to me. If the Saint Man brought me dreams of you, I'd want to sleep my whole life through. Oh, you brought a new kind of love to me. I know that you're the queen, and I'm the slave, and yet you will understand that underneath it all, you're a maid, and I am only a man. I would work and slave the whole day through if I could hurry home to you. For you brought a new kind of love to me. If the nightingale could sing like you, they'd sing much sweeter than they do. You brought a new kind of love to me. If the Sandman brought me dreams of you, I'd want to sleep my whole life through. You brought a new kind of love to me. Oh, I know that you're the queen, and I'm the slave, and yet you will understand that underneath it all, you're a maid, and I'm only a man. I would work and slave the whole day through if I could hurry home to you, for you brought a new kind of love to me.
Here's our recognition of forgiveness. You listen with me. What is forgiveness? What is it that I'm supposed to perform? Forgiveness of yourself recognizes what you thought that your brother did to you has not occurred. It doesn't pardon sin and make them real. It sees that there was no sin. And in that view, are all of your sins forgiven? What is sin except a false idea about what you are in the grace of God? Forgiveness merely sees its falsity and therefore lets it go. What then is free to take its place is now the will of God. Look with me, we're going to read together an unforgiving thought in your consciousness mind, one which makes a judgment that it won't raise to doubt and question, although it is not true, has been closed in on itself and will never be released. The thought protects projection, tightening its chains so that distortions are more veiled and more obscure, less easily accessible to doubt, and further kept from reason. What can come between a fixed projection and the aim that it has chosen as its one and goal? You listen, nothing. And unforgiving thought does a lot of things. In frantic action, it pursues its goal, twisting and overturning what it sees as interfering with the decision it has made about itself. Why? Distortion is its purpose, and the means by which it would accomplish it at the same time. It sets about its furious attempt to smash reality without concern for anything that would appear to pose, even possibly, a contradiction to its point of view in relationship with its projection. Look with me. Forgiveness, on the other hand, is still and quietly does nothing. It offends no aspect of reality, nor seeks to twist it to appearances that it likes. It merely looks, and it waits, and it judges not. Listen, he who would not forgive his own idea about himself must judge, for he must justify his failure to act in forgiveness of himself. But he who would forgive himself must learn within his mind to welcome the truth of himself exactly as it is. Here we are now, don't do anything. We're back for another teaching of do nothing. And let forgiveness show you what to do through him who is your guide and your savior and your protector, strong in hope and certain of your ultimate success in conversion of your mind. Why? He has forgiven you already, for such is his function, given him by God. Now, must you share his function and forgive whom he has saved, whose sinlessness he sees, and whom he honors as the Son of God within that appearance? I'm back. Are we okay in the procedure of this? Are we all right in the idea of the teaching of forgiveness? Many of you, thank you, I'm glad you're here with me, in the practice of the returning of our identity within the scope of how we're intended to teach this, recognize an inborn capacity in the reformulation of ourselves. This is the maximum teaching I can afford you. The resurrection of Jesus and his obvious disappearance from the fabrics of time by which you have held yourself in the bondage of yourself are very simply the practice of the idea that since the resurrection has occurred, I can make a decision at this time to simply employ the practice of the recognition of myself as a disciple of Jesus, okay, and disappear from this continuum of time. I love to teach the idea that in the science of the resurrection of the appearance, I was always happy to do it, and I'm going to take 4 minutes to teach about resurrection. Shall we do it together? Okay, what does that say?
Quantum teleportation.
What does this say?
The search for dark matter.
Dark matter. Quantum teleportation. And the search for dark matter in the necessity to convert it within my own mind. Come on. You are very much aware of the science of the possibility of the increase in frequency of the power of light to make decisions about what you want to see. Look with me. The nature of the correspondent by which I ask you as a consciousness homo sapien, the idea that you're very much aware that there's a universe out there, yet you seem to be trapped in a reflection of light of consciousness that justifies ideas about the retention of the limitation that you perform in acts of your failure to recognize the weak rays of light that you use in an attempt to recognize yourself within a perspective of who you must be within your arrangement of yourself, in order to sustain in you the necessity of temporal identity. This is all now directly from Jesus, in order to exercise your prerogative of dark energy. Now, the exercitation of your power to see dark energy within your association of yourself cannot possibly, in a quasar of light, preclude the application of the sudden reappearance. Here he comes. Jesus? Oh, thank you. Did you come to me from out of nowhere? That sounded like a title you're going to give me. The joy you're experiencing in the conversion, I stayed with the Jesuit just for a moment, because of beauty, there's a French anthropologist, Teilhard de Chardin, who gives the most beautiful demonstration of the action of your mind that you're ever going to find. And the idea of the experimentation of the possibility of the human condition within its own necessity for revolutionary process of the conversion of his body are why I stayed with that fabric of time. Look with me. The mechanism of teaching about who you think you are obviously inevitable of the process of the instruction we're giving ourselves in conclusions that we want to reach about who we are. Yet the practice of the possibility of a momentary revision of ourself in the idea of who we are the simple ideas of the provision for books or ideas or scripts about what I want to see. I've got 6 minutes to talk about this. What does that say?
The phenomenon of man.
Who wrote it?
Teilhard de Chardin.
There you are. Avez-vous question? Do you have a question in regard to the joy I'm feeling in the re-identity of yourself? Can I read you a little scripture about that? It's not going to have any effect on you at all. The scripture is available to you because this is the scripture of Jesus Christ. This is the scripture of the reflection of the Jesuit idea about yourself contained within the miracle of the conversion of yourself in your identity of yourself. Say to me, I read that scripture. Say it.
I read that scripture.
Try not to be nonsense. The whole idea of the necessity for the experiment, the necessity for the conversion of your bright identity in who you think you are, in the idea that I was going to read to you about the salvation of the world through your recognition of yourself, in the increase in the frequency, a demonstration that has been available to you anthropologically, that is the idea that the substance of man within himself in a body form in the evolutionary process of conversion has the capacity to increase a frequency of himself in identity. But you'll notice with a great deal of joy that what so-called anthropologists, that those who study their relationship with themselves, never ever make full application of light. You see that? When you and I stand out together, and we gather together as Homo sapiens, we look up into the universe, and we see a power of light, that we're getting a very dim reflection of what it actually is, because we're momentarily afraid of the revealing of the entirety of light that is merely a reflection of how we feel about ourselves. Just a 2-minute segment about what the teaching of Teilhard is in the idea of the Jesuit nature of what he teaches. Listen. From our experimental point of view, reflection is, as the word indicates, the power acquired by a consciousness to turn in upon itself, to take possession of itself as of an object endowed with its own particular consistency and value. No longer merely to know, but to know oneself. No longer merely to know, but to know that one knows. by this individualization of himself in the depth of himself, the living element, which heretofore had been spread out and divided over a diffuse circle of perception and activity, was constituted for the first time as the centering form of a point at which all of the impressions and experiences knit themselves together and fuse into a unity that is consciousness of its own reorganization of itself. Listen, consequences of such a transformation are immense, visible as clearly in nature as any of the facts recorded by physicists or astronomers. Why? The being who is the object of his own reflection, in consequence of that very doubling back upon himself, becomes in a flash able to raise himself into a whole new sphere. In reality, another world is born. Abstraction, logic, reason, choice, invention, mathematics, art, calculation of space and time, anxiety, dreams of love. All these activate the inner life and are nothing else than the consciousness of a newly formed center as it explodes onto itself. I love it. I love the idea that I can teach you and share with you the idea of the science of my mind, okay, in the idea of self-responsibility for what you want to see. Here's the difficulty you have and why this new cycle of time has been changed for you. The idea of the reappearance of the necessity for you in consciousness of yourself to continually practice the idea that contained within yourself is always another idea about yourself, if you're willing to accept it, are what our course of action, what our course in miracles, as Teilhard just indicated, are. Because it requires the practice of the idea that you are already in an existence of consciousness of what you think you are. I have 6 minutes in which I promised to perform acts of your recognition of me that were successfully performed in the idea of conversion. This is with the, I'm thinking in French for a moment, excuse me. Can I think in French? Oh, sure. What I think of is in the correspondence of ourself. Akhil, I thought in Aramaic. Do you know that? Do you know that the Jesuits, on the average, thought within the terms of how Jesus thought about himself? God, I love to teach. Because the availability of Scripture, of the whole idea, here we go again. What's that say?
Jesus is
speaking. Well, of course. You let the cycle concerning, let's use the 2,000-year cycle, you let the cycle of the storyline concerning that 2,000 years in the reappearance and the initial appearance of Jesus in the converting action to become a storyline that you believe is over. You listen with me. If we're going to practice the idea that it's over, we're going to have to assume roles in the idea of his resurrection of mine in his reappearance of self-identity. Listen with me. What I'm presenting to you are finally, in the entirety of my universal recognition of myself, the matter that reality is a thought process contained within my mind. Look at me. Not more than that, not less than that, but a self-identity in the singularity that life itself, if it is in ideas of space-time, will still only be a self-identity. Now, the manner in which you practice the idea of the singularity of reality, that is, there's only going to be one life no matter what I do, are the necessity by which you have retained within your own mind the idea of a space-time location. In a particular sense, what you are performing within the consciousness of yourself that actually only lasted for that moment are a sequence of setting up scenarios of those who you recognize in a correspondence with yourself. My, now this isn't difficult. Okay, now I'm talking to you. We know perfectly well there's a universe out there. Come on. We know perfectly well that you are describing to me the power of light moving at 186,000 miles every second, reflecting back to you ideas about yourself within the consciousness of yourself as identifying yourself consciously separate from what's occurring. Here, I'm going to practice with you the return of the power of your mind to let yourself be who you really are. The descriptions that you have given me in regard to the science investigation are already contained in the self-awareness of what you are. Here's the impossibility of the situation. The actual act of recognizing the consciousness of you obviously are nothing but the act of recognizing the consciousness of yourself. Okay? Now the idea that I can teach you the falsity of the idea of where you find yourself in space-time are obviously evident to you. Look with me. You don't know who you are. You don't know what you're doing here. You have no idea why you're here. Is that true? Come on. Yet each time you identify yourself, you appear to find yourself in a sequence of time where it's the matter of dark converting into partiality of light, allow you to think that the consciousness of you in the reflection of light of that body form are real, and they're not. And Jesus demonstrated it so beautifully in the idea of the revelation of the recognition of yourself as the savior of the world. I wanted to stay with science of mind, but I'm going to read you just a little moment about what Jesus is going to speak to you about the revelation of yourself. You let me do that? Then at least, now I'm with Thiele, at least Jesuit, each time you pick up the idea of the testimony of Jesus, you may begin to recognize that you're testifying about the truth of what you are, even though at the moment you don't seem to find it, are the practices of training your mind each moment that there's always another idea about yourself. Since the human consciousness is an evolutionary idea about the possibility of locating himself somewhere in space-time and undergoing an experience of such an intense increase in frequency of power of light that it comes to a point. This is Thiele. We teach it as the holy center of self-realization. It teaches us a point where the inevitability of the entirety of you will occur. Listen to me. A little bit about what salvation is and what revelation is as Jesus speaks. Listen. I am the light of the world. You are the light of the world, and a city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light. Listen, when I said, I am come as a light into a world, I meant that I came to share the light with you. Who's the light of the world except God's Son? Each of us is the light of the world, and by joining our minds in this light, we proclaim the kingdom of God together and as one. There is a light that this world cannot give. Yet you can give it as it was given you. And as you give it, it shines forth to call you from the world and to follow it. This light will attract you as nothing in this world can do. And you will lay aside the world and find another. This new world is bright with love, which you have given it. And here will everything remind you within your memory of your Father and his Holy Son. Glory to God in the highest, and to you because he has so willed it. Ask, and it shall be given you. because it's already been given you. Ask for light and learn that you are light. Listen, you are learning that you are light. If you want understanding and enlightenment, you will learn it because your decision to learn it is the decision to listen to the teacher who knows of light and can therefore teach it to you. I am come as a light into a world that does deny itself everything. It does this simply by disassociating itself from everything. It is therefore an illusion of isolation, maintained by fear of the same loneliness that is its illusion. Of the idea of a momentary loss of a now newly found capacity, that there's a new space and time that you can be in the reference of yourself. And as I begin to extend from myself as what you term a master teacher, the idea of my self-discovery of myself in the relationship of myself is what appears to be a physical identity of my body, I am making full application of the consciousness by which I inevitably, within the process of the idea of self-awareness, of recognizing myself as what we term the mind of God. This wasn't hard. You are going to be who you are, regardless of who you wanted to be. Your inability to recognize who you are obviously have nothing to do with who you are. Here's a one-minute practice of conversion of the success of your life. Is a one-minute idea, Mr. Conversion of your mind, that you have now undergone an individual experience of the recognition of a reflection of light that is showing us a whole new idea about how we feel about ourselves in another place. What are we really admitting? The place that we're in is changing all the time anyway. All we decided to do is stop trying to hold it together within a reflection of a continuation of a dark energy of form that precluded the entirety of the light that I just felt with you in that conversion, Why, you're beautiful. I'm so proud and so grateful that you decided to reappear in the teaching of Jesus. It's not difficult, but it does take the admission of the possibility within the consciousness of the power of decision that you want, very simply because you believe that decision is possible within your own mind. And once you make a decision to let the power of the universe express you, the idea that you would express yourself in pain, loneliness, death, activity, revenge, all the things that go in your consciousness are simply disappearing. I'll be back in a moment. God goes with us wherever we go. I see He's standing next to you on that bright idea. I see He's standing next to me here. I see I'm going to assume that role. Will you help me with this process of converting the nature? He's with us, isn't He? And we're going to say together, God, bless us. Bless us each and every one in the activity of the new discipleship we're feeling about ourselves. I'll be right back. I'm going to spend another episode.